This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Oh, we went on tour, we sold merch, and we even did shows. Here are some clips from those shows. Please enjoy. And yeah, merch is available online at pooglive.com.
So we're on the plane. It's like, okay, this plane's a little small. I'm like, but it's fine because I go to Kate. It doesn't matter. It's a jet engine. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a smaller jet engine or it's a jet engine, right? Like, it doesn't, I have this belief in me. Okay, you're safe. And then I look over and I go, what's that? Okay, right outside my window is something just spinning
from,
like a fan.
1894.
Okay? Yeah.
Truly.
And like, oh, really? A circle is going to get us? Oh, really? The centrifugal is going to...
Oh, no.
Send us skyward?
It's hard to believe.
Okay, so I go over and I go, oh, no. And I hear, like, in my head, Chris go, as long as it's not one of those prop planes. As long as prop planes are safe.
No.
Like, oh, God, we're taking off the fucking prop plane. And then I see a slight space. So there's the base and then there's the prop, okay, right? And over here, I noticed there's a little more of a gap on the bottom where it connects to the rest of the plane than there is on the top.
You lost me, doll, but keep going.
Okay.
Emotionally, I'm here.
Okay.
I just can't see it. Yeah.
I see what I think might be like, it's a little unscrewed on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going, should that,
oh,
shouldn't
no.
It seems like it shouldn't have more space on the bottom than the top. That seems like I didn't fully screw in my thing, you know what I mean? So I see that. And then it gets a little bad, and then at one point, a little later in the flight, and this was a, okay, I look, and my stomach drops, because I see what looks like smoke. It was clouds. And I see that suddenly the propeller, okay, has been charred. It's been charred carbon black. Okay, so I see smoke, and I see a carbon black prop plane, and I go, we've lost Jet one. Okay.
You thought it had started.
And it's not even a jet, which
you
is
thought
worse.
It was at the charring state. It had burned to the point of char.
Yes. Okay. And yeah. Then I start going, wait, maybe it was always black.
Yeah.
And then I start trying to look past Kate's hair. Okay.
She was moving
to catch
wildly.
Catch out the other yeah. side.
I was listening to Lana Del Rey.
Is that one black?
Yeah. Okay. Pretending it was me singing. Actually, that's what I was
in scared.
The mask. Could you tell I was singing inside the mask?
No.
I was listening to Lana, and then Fiona Apple. It was like I was listening to this roundup. I was in the top 2% of Lana Del Rey listeners this year, by the way, in my Spotify roundup. And
wait, sorry, I don't know why I'm over here. This is weird.
Wait. But I was in the mask, going full dexterity.
Really?
Fully singing.
I saw nothing.
I was like losing myself in it, eyes neutral.
But you with your headphones, utterly unreachable. Like
I know,
it was
I go
kind
in.
Of shocking. Like
I, really? Wait, I'm glad
there
we're addressing.
There was something
it.
About like Keith Berlant being yeah. being gone. Okay, inside of headphones, it was unusual. Like it was a
is
it, level of aloofness. Like
does it strike you as adolescent? Like I'm in there and
no,
I'm like,
no,
no, but I'm listening to my music.
Yeah.
No, none of that. I mean, there were a couple moments where, you know, I'd say something, you have to gesture that, okay, hold on, I'll pause my shit.
Okay,
and then
hang on. Bop, bop, bows. Yeah.
I was like, I fucked up. It's on me. I booked a prop plane without us knowing.
Right.
It's not screwed on completely.
But remember, I made you laugh thinking about us falling, screaming
yes.
to our death. That's
yes.
hysterical.
And I said that, I was trying to decide whether a voice memo or a video would be better for my family to find. Oh, remember? And you go, what, and the charred remains? And I go, like, sometimes all the shit's still there. It's just the people that are dead.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, the phone's
imagine
fine.
The footage. You would, I feel like, in a moment of the free fall, pick up the phone and just the screaming.
No, I actually, I was going there and I go, okay, what am I going to say when we go down? And I'm going to get the video going. And I go, guys, okay, literally, I was like, this is what I thought. If I have like 3 seconds, I grab it. I just, guys, I had a great life. I experienced all the things that there are to experience just in the range of human emotion. There's enough. And I love you all. Okay.
Imagine you're plummeting to your death and you have
enough.
The cognizance. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, just,
I think it was more
enough.
Just like you're like shitting and screaming. Is probably
really?
It. Yeah. Probably.
Do you think you lose the anus?
At last.
Because, wait, there's a term for this. What is it called?
Prolapse?
Prolapse. Sorry, yeah. I thought you said at last. Okay. Like at last, the anus releases.
I think you're screaming and pissing and, yeah.
You lose the bowels.
You lose the ability to go, I'm so grateful for my little life and I think so, probably.
Imagine
a cogent message. Go into file 4 and collect the, you know, like, I mean.
Do you have any of your shit? Do you have a will? Do you have a goddamn email? Anything?
A will? Honey, I don't even have a way. Okay. You watch a lot of the murder stuff that I watched Dahmer and I was like, well, I'm different now. And that was on even a doc series.
I could talk. I grew up, my best friend growing up, her father was the like number one, like world renowned expert on serial killers. Okay. Like
hot.
And yeah. So I would go through his Harold Schechter. Okay. And I would go through his study and he had all these little creepy things
what?
In his study.
You were okay. creeping into a back bedroom
no, we
during the sleepover?
We were loud in there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We were loud in there and he had a little mini guillotine.
Well, that's shocking.
And a tarantula.
If he's the number one serial killer father expert.
What? That he had.
If you're like, my line of work is, I'm a serial killer expert. And then you go, girls, get into the files, have fun. It's cookie night. Yeah.
It was exactly that. Okay. It was. And it was heavenly wit. Because I do believe children are meant to hear kind of on an archetypal level. They need to hear sort of heavy, like, they need to hear kind of deep archetypal. She also told me like these like archetypal like fairy like Bluebeard like you know Bluebeard, okay
yeah, sure
like the key and the bleeding from the keyhole and the whole thing yeah. And like there's dead women in there like so like six she's like telling me about she just like knew about things like Bluebeard you know what
yeah,
I mean where I was
cool.
like what she's like well there's many tellings but she was six
well yeah.
You know yeah. But like so like I got to hear some of these like classic tales like told like
like one little girl to another, like, no, you won't even believe this. Like, and then there's like all these dead women in there. And I was like, oh, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
But then she would also read to me from case studies.
This is of unbelievable. Serial killers. And you've never mentioned it. Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, and she would read me, you know, the most unimaginably heinous stuff. And I loved it. I mean, because,
yeah,
because I won't even pretend like, you know, to not. I'm not alone. We all consume.
No, of course.
A lot of us consume this content. You know yeah. what I mean? But, you know, it was pretty, like, one of the best. Are there any people who, like, kind of, like, know this shit? All right. Oh, wow. So, like, okay. Albert Fish.
Who?
Okay.
See? Yeah.
Like, that was real. A pretty huh? good one. Like, I'll yeah. tell you one thing about Albert Fish for fun. Okay?
It's weird because I know
the name
Albert Fish.
is he in prison or dead?
No, you know what I think is weirder? I know some guy, hardly, and that's his Instagram handle. And that's fucked up or
that's
something.
Not okay. Interesting. Well, I'm bringing him up
like, anyway,
in this sacred,
keep going.
You know, world.
Yeah.
I think he was the one that had every, like, I could be getting this wrong and I don't care. Like, it's fun regardless. But it was like she told me this again, like at 7. Like, she's like, Albert Fish had every known perversion to man he had. And then there were ones that he invented.
Yeah.
So, like, one of his things was he would, like, put, like, long, I'm adding the word long stem, but, like, he would, like, insert roses, long stem roses, like, into his penis, okay? He did a lot.
Sounds like the Whitney Biennial last year. Am I wrong? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's compelling.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think we're supposed to not find it compelling. Like, that's sort of like the modern thing is like, you know, we're all like trash because we're hungry for serial killer narratives. But I don't know. I think anytime the brain is intrigued, it's intrigued for reasons
yeah,
that
yeah,
someone
totally.
Else could explain.
Yeah. There's no such yeah. thing as a guilty pleasure. It's just pleasure, right?
Exactly. It's yeah, pleasure. Yeah.
But you don't
and I believe it's true.
You don't get scared. You don't get scared, do you, little
what?
Girl? Watching, like, you don't get
horror
scared.
Horror movies?
Yeah. No,
I
like,
get
you do get scared? Oh, okay.
Depends. I mean, I don't get, like, scared doing, like, a...
Because I get scared with ghost stuff. Where I'm like, oh, no, they're here, you know? And I've been like, I've said to the room, like, I'm not available.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
important.
Like, I don't want, like, I'm not
I'm closed
engaging.
Off. Yeah.
And I'm not. So.
That's good
I
energetic
don't want
practice.
To go.
Hello?
No,
well,
like,
you're right
I'm,
to.
No.
Did you ever play with a Ouija board as a child? I was just discussing this with someone.
A Ouija board as a maybe like fifth grade, but like knew it was fake. Well, my heart wasn't in it, you know?
Yeah. So you weren't inviting in. I wonder.
I've
yeah.
never invited in, and I won't.
I played it fast and loose, and I regret it. Those who know me know I regret it. It's risky. People have been thrown around their homes. Thrown. I once read about a family.
Ragdoll.
Okay? A father like. Talking about when his family was thrown around the living room. Okay. All hitting the walls, the whole thing.
And then it
was
who
real.
You go to. No one believes you.
No one fucking believes you. Showing the bruises. I mean...
That's what fucking... What was the movie that ruled? Oh, Paranormal Activity. That first one. God damn,
oh,
that was
yeah.
good.
That well, was found footage.
They made it for $4.92. Yeah. And then it grossed $14 billion yeah. and 92
Which,
cents.
Does that, do you love that? Because I just
there
go...
there was some scary
oh,
stuff.
Found footage
course,
horror.
And then they fucked it at the end, right?
What?
Because they did the thing at the end where...
Oh.
It's like... It's a very like... It's
like,
a thing from the early aughts.
Blair,
no,
Blair,
it's
a
thing
Blair
of like,
Witch.
It's a thing of like speeding up the frames where the girl's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's like they fucked it. It was like, no, it was this like amazing,
need,
like lo-fi
we didn't
kind
need,
of.
I mean, I like seeing. I
doesn't
like
she go
get
into the camera and go.
Yeah.
At the end? It's like.
Yeah. Now hold it.
Hold tantra, the tension.
You know, yeah. hold it. I mean, although, well, it was. I mean, sorry, but it was effective in Blair Witch because they didn't go, ah, right?
Oh,
they,
yeah, yeah.
They
that was
just.
Good. That was fucking good.
Right?
That's. That. Oh no, that was so
terrifying.
Good. I need to revisit Blair. When, has someone watched Blair Witch recently?
I
wow,
saw
look at that.
It in
See,
New York
that's
City.
Fucking cultural persistence. That's unbelievable.
No, no. Oh, it's yeah, there's a lot. Found footage horror is some of the scariest.
Yeah.
My favorite, like, I love a security cam. Like, I love in found footage, like, the terror that you're out of control.
Oh, that's what Paranormal
gonna
Activity
turn.
Did.
Yeah. They're going to, like, the camera's going to turn, and, like, you're forced to turn with it, but you don't want to turn.
Yeah.
Your body is out of control.
Yeah.
Found footage, and, like, even when it's cheesy, like Paranormal Activity, like, you know, it's like that weird.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm like
I think about the guy, they call the exorcist guy, and he comes in, and he's like, oh, I have to leave. They're angry or whatever. That guy,
yes.
he's like an 82-year-old gay guy. I thought he was gay.
Yeah.
And, like, he comes in, and he's, like, channeling, and he's like, I'm doing more. He's like, I'm actually doing more damage by being here. And I was like,
no, exactly.
Like, that's a movie.
When they refuse. Okay, I love when they refuse to do the work. Like,
I want to rewatch.
Happy with a practitioner who's unwilling to do the work. Like, I'm like,
I just had this fantasy. How much fun would it be to watch a movie together? To watch a scary
tonight?
Movie.
You're trying to lock
child.
It down
I
tonight?
Thought I tried to lock down us in bed.
Totally.
Because then maybe it would be really fun with you, but then I have to go to my room at the end of the night and get really scared. Because we've had, you know, early days, we would tour together and we would share one bed. And I do have memories.
We literally. And by the way, that wasn't even like an elective choice to be cheap. That's what the festival suggested. Yeah. Which is not
like you girls can bunk,
literally,
right?
You girls can bunk. It's weird. How do you know that we can bunk? Like.
Yeah. Oh, I bunked. That's bunking with you. Great. But, like, I bunked. I think about my bunking days. I'm like, that's fucking insane.
They're like, so, like, they wouldn't even allow you to put in a request. We were like divas. God, sorry. Comedy. If there's anything we need more of in podcasting, it's behind the scenes comedy.
I know.
On the road, it's crazy.
Nah, they tried to make us girls bunk. Wait, I had something weird. I had a weird thing happen. About a therapist. What was it? It was something really disturbing
that
made me question all of therapy. Like,
did you tell me?
No. What did I hear? Did I hear someone like talking about... I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway,
I told you my therapist when I left her. Dramatic language.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Well, she pushed you out, right?
No.
Didn't she say you were done?
She told me to come less, which I was like, good for her. By the way, I was going once a week. I want to be clear. Yeah. Once a week. But she was like, you are over-processing. You have OCD. She was like, you're actually, I think it would be good for you to take time away. It was really, really good fucking advice. And then I was like, I actually want a Jungian, you know,
yes.
I want to get into Jungian analysis. I want to get out of here. Went into the full closing ceremony. It was great. A ceremony. And paid her and said, bye. Respect, you know, thank you for the last 6 years, whatever. And then she was like, she told me in the session, I don't know if I talked about that on the pod, probably not, but she was like, I never told you this, but I'm a fan. Did I tell you this?
I think you did, and it's absolutely disgusting.
By the way, I was like, I would fucking hope so. Like,
yeah,
like, that's how I was like, I'm so deranged. I was like, good. I was like, I knew I liked you. You know, like, I like was like, I need a fan. Yeah. My new therapist doesn't give a shit. I love it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
No, I'm that's like, really disgusting. I'm sorry. I think it's disgusting.
I'm like, Peacock streaming means nothing? Yeah. The characters? 2016? Yeah. She's blank. It's really good.
As you know, it's the number one requirement.
But the old one, but I think, I mean, it's more, are you horrified more that she told me? Because why should she shouldn't have said, by the way, love the work?
I'm horrified across the board. Like, if she was a fan, she should have let you know up top and ask if you're comfortable with it.
By the way, I call her out by name in my stand-up special. I go, good. Christina, that's her name.
Oh, that's fine.
First name only? I go, well, you never mentioned to me that I called you out by name in my stand-up special. And that was supposed to be a special moment between us where you're streaming my special and you go, oh, she's reaching out.
She never mentioned it.
Neither of us ever mentioned it. Okay. Or I'm like, are you a fan? Because it seems like you didn't watch my goddamn stand-up special. Streaming on Hulu.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global,
Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So as you know,
okay, I
on the podcast we talked about we talk about flying a lot, the world of airlines, the world of pilots, and recently on an ep we were wondering about gay pilots, and we were like, I wonder if it's like gen pop or how many, you know, and we were like speculating, like, because we've been amazed with Poog. We have like truck drivers and like skater guy, like fucking,
oh, I love
like
that.
DoorDash.
Will you do the impression of that guy?
This like cute, like 22-year-old like skater guy was like, I love Poog. This like straight, like 22-year-old, you hear what I'm saying? Like, so, like with a skateboard was like, I love Poog. It gets me through my DoorDash shifts.
Isn't that the best?
Weeping, not really, but essentially
the
weeping.
Trucker,
I was like,
trucker,
thank you. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
The long-haul trucker?
Long-haul trucker?
That's when you weep.
That's when you...
Like, I mean...
Unbelievable.
I could listen to you girls talk about anything.
I mean, can you imagine?
On so long nights?
You can imagine our joy when we received an email that said, hi, Hags, I'm a gay airline pilot. Airplane pilot. And so he said he's in Philly.
In Philly.
And we're going to bring him on right now.
We're going to bring him on. Okay.
Oh my God. Incredible. You have the stool.
Dead center, I think.
Right here. Gorgeous.
Dead center.
Oh my God. Yay.
Hi. He was given a mic. He was given a mic.
This is huge. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean. Will you sit right here?
Thank you.
By the way, did you come with someone or are you single? Because this is about to become a dating show.
My boyfriend is right there.
Boyfriend's right. Congrats.
Okay, because, okay.
Love
that's
it.
Good, and
I love
congrats.
This.
Okay.
Truly, now, truly mazel.
Thank you. This is, you're literally,
this is huge.
Just take a minute with this. You're the first guest.
On Poog ever. Poog, yeah.
Ever. On Poog Live, on Poog Original.
Yeah, yeah. I'm possibly never again unless this is so explosive we realize that we've been depriving
now,
people. Yeah.
Commercial.
I fly private jets.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this is a huge question. Are they as safe as the big boys? Or safer?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a smaller craft, and so if you go down, there's no people at the front to...
I don't think that's why.
So, sorry, I don't know where to put this.
No, I know, I know.
They'll adjust. They'll
yeah, show business yeah. is crazy. Yeah,
yeah
I got
sorry.
You.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, we are the flight attendants. So pretty much they show up and there's like, our
right.
planes hold like 12 people. And we were like, hey, yeah, like if anything goes wrong, this is what you do. And you need seatbelts. And so and we like load the luggage and
By the way, I'm looking
food.
At you. I'm like, you are a pilot. You're gorgeous. This is, no, because by yeah. the way, I'm not kidding. I've never seen like a busted pilot. Like for real. And like, I'm like, there's just a look.
Do you
there's
think
like
it's very, knowing like, that you're like, supposed to be close to God? Like, you're born, like, sort of beautiful.
Wait,
go, like,
I have a huge question.
In the skies.
Do you have a favorite airline?
Delta.
Oh,
Well, as now, two gold medallion,
so, yeah.
Gold medallions
status,
in the
status.
House.
I grew up in Portland, so I used to fly Delta a lot, and just all the pilots I've met have been really nice. So,
did when you have like a first pilot experience?
When did I know?
When did you know your experience, so to speak?
Yeah.
I grew up in between England and Oregon, and so we used to fly a lot. So for
publishing deal. Yeah.
For me, it was just a lot of always being happy on planes because you don't get to talk to people. You just get to like be in the moment and be in the zone and enjoy life. And you get to see people cry, happy cry, sad cry. They're going to see loved ones.
Huge revelation.
Wait,
huge revelation
hysterical.
Coming through. Huge revelation.
I know what it is. The pilots are poets.
Okay, yeah. Well, by the way, two things. Okay. First of all, I'm gonna start crying on here because one of the only sacred spaces we have left where you're not actively, you're doing, you know what I'm saying here, right? It's like,
yes.
We, you know, we talk about this a lot in Poop. I need to slow down. I'm getting too excited.
But liminal.
It's a modern cathedral, literally. It's the only place we can go. You contemplate, you listen to music, you look at you, oh my God. Right? This is the only place we can do this now.
You silently sort of sit. I mean, there is a pew quality.
There is a pew.
Because you sit in silence.
And it's very humbling.
All
and you're
towards
in
the
there,
front.
And you're a part of, you know, you're in communion
priest
with
comes
strangers.
On. Priest comes on.
They should have priest come on in.
No, I meant the pilot. The pilot comes on as priest, kind
of. I'm just saying there should be a priest in the middle with the Catholic with the incense. That would be amazing.
Us and... So wait, I have some questions, though. I have a lot of questions.
By the way, Jacqueline... Because you got so much on the flight to Philadelphia yesterday, you got a lot of work done. And you were
amazing.
Like, I should just start booking cross-country flights constantly.
I think it'd be worth it. I think it would actually pay off in terms of like getting things done.
Become a pilot. Just do the work up front.
Now,
oh my God.
Huge question. What's going on up there?
Yeah, what's going on in the cockpit? What are you boys doing up there?
So most of the time, you are just actually doing work. But then on the downtime, you can work. No, you just like talk to people and like plug things into the like and talk to people.
Wait, like, you don't mean the
you're like Sharon, how's
private.
Your daughter?
This is a huge question.
Yeah.
Private, you're like, well, it's like we always talk about when the on like a commercial, whatever, when like they and you know this is true. We always debate it, but that sometimes the pilot will come on and talk about the meals.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I've never heard that. I still don't think it's real.
It's real. They'll be like,
pilots go chicken
we've
parm.
Got, yes. They're like, we got a penne and a
never
roast
heard
chicken,
the pilot
chicken.
Do that.
It's literally real. Okay. So here's the biggest question, I guess. The big one I've been asking recently is when it's rough on the way down,
let's say,
is the pilot afraid?
No.
Okay.
God,
probably the one time
by the way,
that we're
by
actually...
Let's take a second with that. No.
Probably the one time we're
that's
actually like
good.
Happy to do things. Because half the time when you're like just
in coasting,
cruise, you're just bored.
I mean,
you're just
there
sitting there like wondering.
You
you're like talking to the person
plane.
Next to you. You're stuck in a room with another person for like 8 hours. So what are you going to do the entire time? You're just like casually having a conversation
well,
for 8
question.
Hours with a stranger?
Are you allowed to listen to Poog in there?
That
are you
is
allowed
the one...
to listen to podcasts in there?
No, that is the one you can't do.
Music?
But I've crocheted.
No.
Are there?
That's how you know you've got a gay pilot, folks. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Are you allowed to listen to music?
No. Because you're
audio
talking.
Spatial, right?
That makes
no,
sense.
And you're like talking to like the air traffic control and you're looking for stuff. That's like the one thing you can't
do. You have to sign an NDA?
Yeah, I do.
Fuck. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I figured. Because of some of the people he's flying private.
Oh, sure.
Anyone make your stomach turn because of the wealth?
Yes.
The wealth.
They also really
rude up to there? You, like
they've
really
been rude.
Rude.
They also really, really love like Natty Light and like Michelob Ultra. Like that's like when you
and
know
you're
rich at that point. You're like, I don't want like Dom, and you're like, you own this $4 million plane I'm about to fly, and you want natural lights.
Money
like,
wasted
the
on the rich.
Not stock
wasted
on the plane,
on
and
the
you
rich.
Have to like accommodate them by going to get the cheap shit.
Yeah. I like go to the gas station before. Like we have like a manifold, like a list, and they're like, I want natural
the
light.
Pilot.
I'm like, I can get you anything in the entire world, and you're asking for Corona Light, which honestly, Corona's pretty good. So
do
I
you
got
think
it.
That's their attempt to be like, well, I'm regular good?
No, but they.
I do.
No, but they're not showing off to anyone. It's me.
Like
I'm the only person that you're seeing on this plane unless you take a video of it.
No, there's two at all times, right?
Yeah.
And
in case one goes down.
Are they strangers?
Pardon?
Are you a stranger with your pilot every time, sometimes, always?
No.
Or never?
Yeah, it's like back and forth. We have like I flew with like a random
rotating group.
Yeah, rotating. And like
anyone
you know,
that you hate, but you do it anyway. Like
yeah,
Now, it's scary up there. Are there ever decisions like that you're arguing over? Like,
no.
We should take this, we should take it off auto. Like, I can.
No. There have been moments where you're like, are we sure we're going to do that? And then it's more just maybe like more just like.
Hey, this is huge. Like, but in terms of safety, okay.
It's safe.
What about
so
my fear of flips?
Love
my fear
that.
Of bouncing. Can you talk about turbulence?
Yeah. Okay. So, the Jell-O
what
theory.
Is turbulence.
The Jell-O theory that we always love to hear about.
Yeah.
It's a very good way to think about it.
It's Jelly.
Is very, it's real. So we can be happy
about
that.
What the theory was.
Jelly theory, as I learned, is that the plane's like this and you think, oh my God, I'm in wildness. No, there's jelly on both sides.
And that's the air?
Yeah, it's the air. Because like air is not a vacuum. Like there air is something.
It's
so
literally jelly.
You're moving within
and you
it.
You feel it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's still holding you up.
What about prop planes? Because I was terrified.
Prop planes are fine. They're just slower. And they're just louder.
Great.
Slower to your destination,
Have you ever been on a plane and been in a situation where things are a little hairy and you maybe say to someone like, I'm a pilot, it's okay, or something?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a passenger?
Yeah.
No, God, no. We have to travel in uniform sometimes. We go a lot to Costa Rica and half the times they like, you sit next to the people and they won't stop talking to you, which is fine.
No.
Sorry, not to be like dick about it, but I'm like,
I would be able to stop clucking in the hen house.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I have specific places that I want to talk about it too.
I'm going to be the first
I would like to answer questions to.
Oh my God.
So the jelly, right? Now, did you hear the thing I was saying about...
in the jelly above, jelly below, that I mentioned?
Yes, exactly. Did you happen to... What about this idea with the climate getting worse, turbulence
getting
worse?
It is getting worse because the jet stream is getting stronger. But the big thing is, like, I just flew back from Colorado, and I had the worst turbulence I've ever had.
Okay, tell us everything.
So pretty much, we were in really, really bad turbulence, and the minute it happened, we started, like... everything started going up and down, and it was like...
Stomach drops?
Yeah, my stomach dropped, which doesn't happen often. And so pretty much what happened is...
The stomach is dropping. It never occurred to me that that could happen.
Yeah, but it stopped like after a second and we reported it. And then every other plane around us, the air traffic was like, hey, by the way, there's bad turbulence. Get away. So that's the thing is like one person, if it happens to one person, everyone else will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, interesting. But one has to suffer.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry I'm not ready to move on from turbulence.
Okay? Yeah, okay. Go.
So... What about, I once had a weird drop. Okay. Yeah. Now, my friend once had like something like an 11-second drop, which sounds too long. Like,
no.
That feels like...
No.
Comedian Greg Johnson.
Really?
Okay? He said it was like free fall for a while. They hit some air pocket or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a jelly, but can you flip in the jelly?
It's very unlikely. Like almost impossible. Like the likelihood is like... Yeah. The most that they'll turn is like 30 degrees, which is like not as much as... It feels like a lot, but it's not as much as it seems.
And what about when they're going down, right? And then you feel... I got a little freaked out. I was like, we're supposed to be landing. Why are we tilted back up?
Yeah.
When you slow down and they put the flaps out, you go to a higher angle. So when you're coming in to land...
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You literally have to slow it down and then you like... flaps out and so you get up from an angle. And
because I'm thinking about with commercial airlines, right?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with the toilet situation.
Where's it all go?
Toilet centric. Yeah.
Where's it all go?
Well, no, not even, but that's good too. But I was.
I think it's.
It aerosolizes and is recirculated in the cabin. Yeah. No, but I just mean you're just using the bathroom that everyone is one bathroom.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So I have like
I forgot
so
about that.
When the plane I fly, we don't have a door, so all the passengers can like talk to us and like look at us while we fly,
and be like drunken nightmares that come from choking and scream and like rock and roll,
and like,
right?
If like alarms go off, which is like just a normal thing, to be like set stuff. People hear it.
Oh, they panic.
yeah, and they're like, "What's happening?" And you're like, "It's fine. Like, go back. Like, have
look
a drink.
At your pearly whites. Do you whiten?"
Pilots have to.
Wow.
I mean, they
have to whiten.
No, they have to keep up. They have to keep up.
Appearances.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are certain expectations.
Well, no, it's true.
What about what was the first time you flew?
Myself?
You were second. Yeah. You were second. There was someone else there.
I mean, the first time I flew a jet, it was to Costa Rica last year. And the first time I ever flew was I was in Oregon and I flew just a little plane. And
oh my God.
First time jet last year.
Now I'm picturing
how old
you
are
running
14?
Out of a, running out of like, I'm picturing you running into a field. Okay.
Yeah.
Where like your grandfather's plane is.
I'm picturing you as a little boy with a model plane.
Yeah, exactly. Cut
Put
two.
That away and get inside.
Yeah. cut to wide eyes, like fixing, oiling up grandfather's old plane.
You and that damn plane. Yeah.
And then, like,
when will you learn the sky's for angels? Yeah.
I don't know if I have enough. I don't have enough room to take on it. Come on, girl. Yeah. Wait, do you call the plane she?
Yeah.
Because that's traditional.
Yeah.
Right? You're like.
I love her.
Lay her down easy.
Airborne. Lay her down easy. Yeah.
A lot of photos like hugging the nose. And,
well, the nose.
Do you have any little rituals or OCD adjacent?
I have to touch every plane I fly, even if I'm a passenger. Like I'll just like touch.
Wait,
I touch
the outside.
I touch my planes.
I touch the outside of my plane too. Yeah. For me, it's about being like.
But you always touch it.
Not always.
I've never been on a
period where
I'm touching it.
I get like in front of someone else. I'm like, I have to touch this.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why.
Okay, so the answer is yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how to survive a crash?
Listen to the flight attendants.
Now, here's my big question. What do you think? Like, if you're flying commercial as a passenger, right?
Yeah.
What would concern you?
Ooh, don't.
When should I get concerned? Like when they suspend beverage service because there's going to be turbulence on like.
No, I'm like, thank you. I don't want the drinks. Like, do you know how many people have hot coffee and like thrown on you? And you're like, oh no, you know, like it's not their fault, but you're like going to be mad at
you
them for no
hot.
Reason.
You can't go hot on a plane. The water is pee pee, literally.
I drink coffee all the time on the plane. I love it.
I know.
Or hot tea. I did my flower head. I brought my own hot water. Wow.
First sneeze on stage. Been on stage since I was 17. First sneeze.
And first guest.
That's how comfortable you are.
Huge.
Okay, wait. So, can the flight attendants be trusted to communicate danger? Or are they like, we don't want to cause panic on the plane and we're all going to get strangled. So, like, they wait till the last second.
So, there's this whole thing. There's this Brazilian airline called Azul, and the flight attendants will put on lipstick during turbulence so that all the other passengers will be calm.
That's really
good. So,
great.
Like, you're sitting there and, like, literally going through turbulence. Imagine practicing that. Like, when do you decide, like, I'm going to go on something and just put on lipstick?
No, that's genius.
Or chapstick.
And you know I would fall for that in a second.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, okay, everything's amazing. Like, you're going to crash, and they're just sitting there, like, putting on lipstick.
We look at all of them.
Yeah, you're
the
like,
way. What can I think? How much does it cost? How do Kate and I start flying private? Okay, and do
never.
We?
Never.
I mean, I guess no. I mean, like in theoretically, right? Like,
yeah.
What's the cost?
I'll take a free ride. But
our smallest is like $3,000 an hour, and then our largest is $7,000 an hour.
Wait, 3,000 an hour. So
an hour.
If you take your time up there.
I mean, you can.
Do you ever run out the clock?
No, you they like quote it, and I think they're like, it's about this, and then they just pay that.
Wow. I mean, yeah. Talk about scum. Yeah.
I know, I'm like, ethically, I don't do a good job.
No. I'm like,
like, I shouldn't.
You're saving lives.
Yeah. What's the scariest flight experience you've been in? Sorry for my theme.
No, it's okay.
where you've been like, I think this might be it.
No, okay, never had that before.
And do you leave message on the black box? Do the privates have a black box?
Yeah.
Pilot
that's
boyfriend.
FAA regulation.
Yeah, it's required. Okay. I think the worst thing that happened is we had like a pressurization problem, and there was like someone talking to us during it. And I think it was like my second week, and we were at like 40,000 feet, and all of a sudden, like an alarm bell went off, and this girl was like standing there talking to us, and I was like. Oh my God, what do we do? And then Nova, my boss, like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
He looked at me like, oh my God.
And I was like,
yeah, see, this is exactly what I was worried about. This kind of like, don't upset the customers.
No, but everything was fine. It truly was fine.
I will say that yesterday on our flight, it was a little over 5 hours. And at one point, by the way, American Airlines, so you're fucked. We get there. We're in row 35. Okay, we're way
if
in the back.
If you can imagine.
We sit there way in the back, sit down. So imagine this, 5 hour, 45 minute. And I go, I'm going to watch some movies. I'm going to have fun. I'm with Jacqueline. We get there. No screens on the back of the... And then this pilot has the fucking gall to come on and go, this is one of our newer planes that we...
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying? No screens.
Yeah, one of the new A30 Airbuses or whatever.
But
you know,
then we ended up having a great time. And at one point, I saw there was an hour and a half flight. There was an hour and a half left. And I said to Jacqueline, it's only an hour and a half left.
I thought, Kate's got it wrong.
She goes, you've got it wrong. There's no way. It's been 45 minutes. I go,
I've been working.
We start laughing. We're so happy. The flight attendant goes by. We go, excuse me, sir. Wait, is it true there's only...
And this was literally, this was like key me, I think.
Yeah. No, excuse right? me, excuse me. Is it, or maybe you initiated.
Because I don't
my
know
friend
what
here
it
seems
is.
To think, you're
no,
like.
Yeah, you were like, we're setting a little bit or whatever. Yeah. Okay. And when he,
set
and
a little bit for us,
I couldn't,
yeah.
I couldn't control it. He goes like, yeah, there's only an hour and
no,
a half left.
No, she goes, is it true it's only an hour? She seems to think there's only an hour and a half left. That's not possible. He goes, yeah, like an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So excited, okay. So excited.
I go, it's a miracle.
She starts calculating.
I can't believe it. Oh, no, I go, it flew. Okay,
and
I go,
he had been hardened. He kind of, I had yes. kind of a hardened interaction with her, him
he
earlier.
He thought maybe I was like, it was sarcasm.
He lifted. The joy light filled his eyes.
I was like, this has been a blast.
And he was like, it's crawling it. For us. And then we were like,
yeah, he goes, it's hell.
Can you add more time? Because we're having fun. Yeah. All right,
so
we gotta say bye to Sean. Yeah. Sean,
okay,
thank you
lovely
so
to meet you
much.
Both. Thank you.
Wow.
First ever.
First
thank
ever.
You. Thank you for your willingness.
They'll help you in the back, Sean.
It's so beautiful just to get an email, gay pilot.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
We get to the hotel that you booked. Thank you. I mean, I'm paying, to be clear, but you topped me and figured it out. And then
my itinerary.
Remember, I asked you.
I'm so proud of it.
I said
I'm not
to you,
that person.
But Jacqueline, okay. I texted you. You didn't respond. I said, "Was there a woman in your room?"
I responded. No. She texted it. Three times, okay? Okay.
Because there was a woman in mine. Okay, go.
But you also seem to think it was a perk. Like, because there was a okay. plate. Okay, there was a plate of cheese and
there was
and
an
a
incredible
nice
charcuterie. Not sure, what? It's
not
a charcuterie,
a single piece
there's
of meat.
No meat. That's a classic
no.
question. It was a meatless, but... You know,
a boulangerie, a fromagerie.
No, it was nice. Know. It was totally nice.
Yeah.
But I, walking in the hall.
And you go, is this Amex shit? Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't have Amex. This one's pushing me to get it. Is everyone? What? Okay, whatever. Anyone here work for Amex?
Kate is riding. Yeah. I cannot believe we take to the stage and talk about Amex, but I'm so proud at the same time. Like, to be not given money by Amex and then to just, I know, just do
Amex
theater about
really
Amex.
Made my day great.
Okay. I don't know if you know about this experience credit, but it's applicable at the spa. It's applicable at the restaurants.
Can someone fucking get Amex to give us, I don't know, something?
Yes, Jesus. Something, because I've seen them shell out for others. Yeah.
But there was, not only did I have charcuterie, there was a woman. Okay, so listen. I'm walking, I see my thing, I take out the room key. My hand is start, and then I hear the door moving, and I go, oh, shit, it's not my room. Woman, hi. And I went, oh, hi, I didn't expect to see you. Come on, look at my acting. Oh, hi.
No, we saw. We were blown
crazy,
away.
Right?
Okay. Stay in it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I go,
oh, hi, I didn't expect to see you, you know. She's probably 58, maybe. I don't know why that matters, but I'm trying to get
I think I met her
older.
Later, and I think she was 53,
she
but
might
anyway.
Be, like, she might be 40, like, I'm bad. But she's, yeah. But she was, you know, I'm just saying, older, very professional.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, okay. And she goes, come in. Immediately I go, I don't want you to be in my room. I want to be alone. Like, it's not a good business model for them to be hiding in your room.
So, Kate.
I go, I'm about to go in there and take my pants off, miss.
Okay, Kate,
and you're
Kate,
in there going,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're in there rubbing them in.
Hey, girl, who's where? You keep, this is what you said, save it for stage, because you still don't understand. Every time you bring this up, I have to explain, she wasn't supposed to be in there.
Okay, this is crazy.
Okay,
what Kate
keeps going, I don't know that this perk is
wait, no.
All that it's cracked
Jacqueline,
up to me.
Jacqueline, she goes, here's your bathroom. I go, yeah. She starts walking around. She goes,
it was an error. I think she had set your charcuterie a little too late,
no,
maybe.
No. Really? This bitch was, listen. She goes, I'm from like customer services,
right.
Whatever. I went, okay, get out. Okay. Please get out.
In a suit,
I don't
right?
even like that you have your shoes on. I take my shoes off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to wear my... These are shoes I wore at the airport. They're covered in piss, hepatitis,
yeah.
And I'm not going to wear these in here. There she is in her shoes.
Was there a woman in your room? Was there a woman in your room? No, there wasn't. I don't know why there wasn't in your room. Was there a woman in your room?
Okay. I couldn't hear it. The woman goes, and I saw the charcuterie. I went, oh my God, how nice. Wow. Still won't leave. And then she goes, if there's anything you need, I'm like, we're here for a night, y'all. I was like, oh, it's such a quick trip. Just in and out, get out, you know. Interesting detail. At the check-in station, the concierge said, would you like turndown service? It's between 5:30 and 9. We both went, yeah, sure.
We'll be on stage.
Normally, I don't like it. Normally, I'm going, one night, whatever. But I went, oh, maybe there'll be a special cookie or something, you know.
Well, no, it's sad when you think it's going to mean a mint and it doesn't.
Oh, exactly. Water, literally. I'm like, please give me free water. So it's fucked up. Okay. So
actually, I asked the same thing. They said, is there anything you would really love it turned down? I go,
agua.
I mean, yeah, probably like a refill of water would be really nice.
Yeah. So but. she goes, wait, what did you?
Oh, turn down service.
I'm laughing because it's so inconsequential. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I go walk in there. All the curtains have been, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. All the curtains have been drawn. My bed has been like turned down.
Oh, drawn closed.
She goes, yeah, drawn closed. I go in, I went, well, this is really like grim. Like I'm walking in into the
they
middle
of. They also said good afternoon to me way later. Okay. Anyways, okay.
I go in and then she goes, I understand you would like turn down service. And I looked around and I go, you fucking freak. Not at 1:30. But I just didn't. I went, oh yeah. And I just was like, get her out.
And
don't.
She had, yeah. Was it turned down?
Yes.
How do you know?
I looked over and the bed was turned down.
But
and
then
all the curtains were closed. And then I go, I might open these. And then she goes, oh, let me open
too.
Them for you.
I don't know that that's turned down, Kate.
It's freaking turned down.
I mean, I think that's just what the bed, it's not like the bed is normally
turned down,
tucked under.
There were shortbread cookies next to the bed.
Are you joking?
There were shortbread
right.
cookies next
then
to the bed.
I didn't see that.
It was turned down. And I start opening the curtains and she goes, well, if there's anything you need. She goes, here, you have a show tonight.
Was she a little, well, Kate.
I didn't tell you this.
Kate. I've been embarrassed to admit, okay? I was like, wondering if we could go there, okay?
No, she said it. The ploy.
So you said, is this Amex shit? Okay, and I go, it could be Amex or it could be my my VIP
okay,
ploy.
You go, was it Nadia? I go, what the fuck are you talking about? You go, oh, Nadia? Is that who that is? Do you know who that is?
Okay,
you
know who the woman is? I need to explain. So, should I explain my ploy?
Yes, go.
All right. It's bold, but, you know.
Okay. Well, we have a podcast that we made to beg for free shit. There's, yeah. It's no shocking to go, I have a ploy to get something free at a host for get free charcuterie.
So, I like to call ahead, okay, and say something like,
oh, yeah.
Are we going to be able to check in early? Okay, or have like our editor call in someone, okay, a voice unlike my own, and say, you know, we have got to get to the theater, so we just want to check that. And there's also a way of checking that the MX benefits have been recognized. Okay, okay. So, we're guaranteeing early check-in, late check-out, you know. So, you know, we want to check if we're actually going to, you think we'll be getting early because we do have to get to the theater by whatever because we're performing in town, okay?
Get to Googling, okay, and folks. Then, yeah, that's a signal Googling. To the front desk. Get to Google
yeah,
now.
Get on it, yeah. Okay? And then occasionally I have found that this leads to a note acknowledging we're so glad you're performing in town and occasionally a charcuterie.
I will say one thing too. She goes, is there anything I can get you? She goes, water. I go, oh, I would actually love some additional water. She goes, she looks like this. She goes, six bottles?
Wait, she said six bottles to me. She goes, I'm going to bring you six bottles.
Okay? She goes, six bottles. And I go, I'm not a free. I go, actually, fuck it. Yeah.
Me too. I accepted it too. Now, I had a moment where.
And that's the big, what's the craziest amount of water I could bring you? Six bottles? Right? That's kind of the like.
Because we both said we needed nothing. Now, this is where I go, were we wrong? Were we fools to go, I could crave a good peach. I mean, a good peach. Like, was this our opportunity? Like, I'm sorry, it's not even very, like, heavy-duty diva ass.
I was lost in the narrative of that, the good peach. I was like...
She said, is there anything we can get for you?
Right, right,
because obviously,
right.
You know, to be a performer, to have to sit in a chair, yeah. Have a champagne, yeah. you know, whatever.
Cacio e Pepe will do, doll.
And, yeah, what could I buy? And I had nothing in my mind. I was so thrilled by the note, the charcuterie. Anyway, now I will say she sort
Who's
of...
Who's Nadia?
That's, I believe it's the same woman because I don't think the six bottles, this, I okay, feel
you
we're picturing
said her
the same
name,
woman.
Like, you're like, oh, is it Nadia? That's the way you said it to me back then.
Oh, because I clocked it when I wanted to clock it. Okay. But
She's up.
I'm in my room. She's probably just finished in your room. Okay. She comes up, knocks on my door.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got to knock and go, hello, you know, hi, I want to welcome you to the hotel, whatever.
Yeah. Nude, yeah.
Okay. fully. Okay. Like open it up. Da, da, da. And
what did she
you.
Say?
And I'm, cause I too want to be alone. Right. So I'm just like, thank you. Everything's like so beautiful. Thank you. What a great hotel. Whatever. I'm like going hard to. The
Get
harder
out.
You go, the quicker you're out. Right? Like, oh, Jesus, it's unbelievable in here. Okay. Right?
It's true. It's
so
true.
So I'm trying to up it. I keep upping it. And I start to. Okay. I'm like, I've accepted the. Like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Even more water? Okay. Right? And then six bottles? Sure. And then. I'm like, unbelievable, Nadia. Okay. And I'm starting to do a slow close. Okay, but she's not reducing. She's not fading out at the same rhythm of my gentle door closing. Okay, and I actually was forced to come back open. Okay, and then I go, surely this time we're all on the beat. Okay, and I go, unbelievable, Nadia. Just thank you. I'll reach out. I'll reach out if I need it. What? One more time.
Oh, yeah, no.
One more time. And then, okay. And.
Don't be in the room. I keep flashing back to seeing that. And by the way, cortisol in the system. Someone's in my room. I'm in the wrong room. I'm about. Hi. What are you doing in the room, doll? By the way, I was watching you do this gorgeous act out. I go, I had this whole, imagine if she were here. I was imagining Nadia going, I reckon I'll see their show tonight. I had this whole thing. Can you imagine, Jacqueline? I go, she's sitting in the back.
No, wait. Okay, hold on. Okay, I have a couple things to say.
Can you
I
imagine?
Want to be very clear. I want to be very, very clear, okay? I only have not said the following because I think it would be boring, okay?
Okay, you say
Which
no.
Which is that Nadia fucking rocked it, okay? She rocked it, okay?
By the way,
I almost
she
said,
fucking rules because okay. Be in the room. So I come in, I go, I don't like that chair. I need the lamp moved, whatever. She's right there, right? She's got the shortbread. Yeah. She showed me where the can
See,
was.
See, this is a mistake I never make. Okay? Let me go. Like, this is what's so interesting, Kate. Because aren't I the one who's always, they could be here, or you can't put, you wanted to post the pilot you
Huge
thought was
paranoia
hot,
levels.
And
yeah.
I go, no. You go, pull him from the back. I go, his family knows what he looks like from behind. I mean, they do. This idea that from behind you can't recognize someone, right?
The pilot? Oh, yeah.
I'm always the one who's worried. Like,
no, you're
about this sort of thing. So I'm actually shocked.
I always
shocked.
Want to go, oh, let's say the name of the hotel on stage. She's like, no way, they'll come kill us.
No, Kate goes, you think they're going to come kill you? I go, no. Okay? It's not what it is. I just don't like the idea of it. I just
it's
think
fine,
there's
it's
something
fine.
In it that's just not, it's not good. And I got news, folks, and this is going to be hard to break to people. That's not her name.
It's not?
Kate and I discussed it before coming out.
It's not
right,
Nadia?
Kate?
Oh, I literally fell for it. I am gullible. I'm putty. I truly just fell into that trap. We're getting into a car to go to the venue last night. Jacqueline, spoiling me, orders a Tesla.
No, I didn't. I ordered a Comfort Plus, okay? And
I go,
a Tesla
I go,
came up.
Give me the shittiest cage you got. I'll just pray to get there, right?
Yes.
Okay, car rolls up. By the way, I want to be clear. We're not in traffic. It's not like, get in, the car's
not at
coming.
All.
It's like a kind of leisurely, we get in, hi. I sit down, I have my bag, I close my door. Jacqueline is unloading, she's a couple bags, she puts a bag in. A
couple bags, I'm hauling a lot of shit.
She puts another bag in. She starts to enter the car, and this motherfucker starts driving. And I'm not talking about even a gentle, I'm talking about, he starts driving. And I start going, whoa, it took a second because it was so, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I got three woes out.
Yeah,
and he was still driving.
Still driving. I was so stunned, okay, that I didn't, my woes came later. They overlapped hers. But it was like, whoa, 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 and then together, whoa, whoa, whoa. All we had was whoa. Like, you have what you have. You don't, I couldn't reach for stop. Okay?
No.
Because
I couldn't even
terrified.
Reach for stop.
I was okay because it's exactly this. It's that moment where the weight is
the car
is
had
both.
Your leg.
Okay, but my weight has already started to go in there, and it is going. And I think it was one of these.
No, no, it took you like the,
it took
like,
me. We moved
was,
like,
and I was whoa, 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 and then we're screaming.
And
we're
I'm
screaming.
Like in shock, and then I get in right.
You get in.
I get in, and I'm like.
You by the way, this
because I'm trying to get in because. Getting in feels like safety because I was about to get sort of ruined
Dragged.
By the road and the tire, right? So it's this weird thing, like, get in the car. And then I have a moment where I go, do we just go like, I don't think this is going to work out, man.
Yeah,
get out.
I know. So you get in, we sit down. This motherfucker doesn't even turn his head. And I go, so we're sitting there and I go, you know, typically when you almost kill someone with your car, it's customary to say, I'm sorry.
She said it. No, I was like scared when Kate said it.
I go.
I was in a victim. I was in a fawning mode. You know, freeze, flight, fawn. Okay, I was fawning.
I go. Oh, you want to fight? He looks straight ahead. Won't even. And I'm like.
He didn't acknowledge that.
No. He does this to me. This guy's maybe 32. He's a young guy. He turns around and kind of looks at me like this. Like, no, I'm not. And I went. My blood is boiling at this point. We're driving. It's not a long drive. It's a 10-minute drive. And I'm already going, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Right? I have these visualizations of breaking his car window, like with the umbrella. I had all these wild fantasies. Yeah. And
you started texting me, too.
I text you zero. I text you one star, all
one
caps.
One star.
Terrified that you'll... I was already anticipating the fawning. I thought you would give him four. Because, by the way, I'm five stars no matter what. You can do crazy shit. I'm going to give you five stars. Anything
you don't
short
fuck with someone's job unless
physical
it's...
Abuse.
Yeah. No. You don't fuck with
You
their,
can say, oh, I'd like to wake up next to you every morning, sweetheart.
They say it every
five
time.
Stars.
They say it
like,
every
I'm
time.
Just like, this is tough work, like five stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and sometimes I love it. Sometimes I love them. Sometimes I'm begging, you know, I'm digging it out of them. I mean,
where are you going tonight, sweetie?
Yeah.
No, five stars forever. So I text you one star, all caps.
And by the way, I've been doing a new trick, which is on the way out of the car, you go, oh, well that was what I call a five-star ride, okay? You let them know
so
what's coming their
come
way.
Back and
make
get
sure
you.
That they aren't angry they heard the nibble of a Quest bar briefly in the back seat.
Yeah.
With my purse completely surrounding under my chin and around, so that should a crumb drop, it drops into my own domain. I sneezed into my shirt and no one congratulated me at the airport. And they were not doing that. Anyway, go on.
This guy, I go, So we're driving.
I mean, I'm scared, actually.
And by the way, we get the beep, 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 beep. He almost, like, rear-ends someone. He was like, the brrr, like, it's like he's spaced out or something. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, I thought he ran a red. Then I realized there was no traffic light. Okay?
Yeah.
But something was amiss. Okay? We get there. Now, he goes, get out on that side. It's safer.
I did not hear that.
Okay?
Oh, like, we're supposed to go,
And I go, okay, daddy.
Abuser. Classic abuser.
I loved it.
And I go, I didn't hear that.
So I'm like, yeah. And I'm just like, we just got to get out of this because I was shocked by Kate's aggression at the beginning of the ride. I was still afraid. I was fawning. And she's going, it's customary to say I'm sorry when you almost kill a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you kept saying half. Oh, well, this is later.
So then I go, I'm going to say something. So then I go, and I'm like, I'm not going to start freaking out. I'm going to keep it in this kind of register. And I go.
But wait, door, okay. We've arrived. You open your door.
I open my door.
I'm stuck in because we're getting out on that second.
And
I'm
I
want
to say now, I'm sorry. I should have had you completely exit before I started talking to him. And I can say that now. So I start in this kind of calm register. I go, you know, man, you really could have fucked her up. Because that's the fucking truth.
Wait, let's sit with that for a second. Because there was, like, again, it's sort of the eroticism of you, like, doing that, like, thing, like, this kind of manning up thing. There was something, Kate being like, dude, you could have fucked her up.
No,
like,
I was
sort
like,
of fucked her up. It was, like, cool. Like, I was like, yeah. I kept it.
I was like, you know, dude, you really could have fucked her up.
I was like.
And then he turns around and goes, I'm not, what is it? He said, I'm not going to respond to you, right? And I go, excuse me? And I go, wait, what did I say?
Okay, now, this was huge. Okay, you started in on a series of rapid fire to everything he said.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You were coming back with stuff about his mother.
I go, you take off in a car with a woman. I go, a woman is halfway into your car. You start driving. You don't
halfway.
Have the decency to say... To say, at least say thank you. I go, what kind of woman raised you? He goes, whoa, I can't. I go, how fucking bitch made are you? You can't say sorry?
I've never heard the phrase. I didn't even understand what she was saying. I just heard like, bitch, okay? And I was like, I knew it was fucking cool, okay?
And then I go, you're fucking useless.
Yeah. And call your mother, okay? Like, call your mother.
On the way out. He goes, fuck you. I go, oh, yeah. I forgot what I said. Oh, yeah, call your Give me a favor. Call your mother. Ask her why she's such a fucking slut or something like that. You know.
I'm still waiting to get out.
Okay. I'm up to here. I'm
blocked.
Like, I'm like you
traffic whizzing.
I mean,
Kate's out of the car. Okay, throwing shit back into the car. I'm like still in. Okay, I want to be clear.
He takes off driving full speed with Jacqueline half partly in the car. Really could have hurt her. If he had gone like this, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? I'm sorry. You know what we would have done? Hey, fine.
Oh, we would have been. It would have been more.
No,
it would have been. It would have been like, oh my God, no, I feel. It would have been me comforting him. Like,
I go.
I would have done what you did, and like, oh, I just want you. Like, we get it. You know, like we get what you did.
If he just expressed, oh my God, I just needed some acknowledgement of the gravity of the situation, and that he started driving with your leg in the car.
And more than see, this was the issue. It's really, and I know I already pushed it before, but as Kate was saying. Halfway in a car, a woman is halfway in a car. I was like,
I refer to you as being a woman like three times.
I was a woman. I was so many things. Okay, it was amazing. But she's like a woman halfway in the car, or whatever. And I started worrying about precision. Okay, and I start going like, he's gonna think like halfway in the car, like I was safely lodged enough in the car that like it was mere leg dangling out. Okay,
I was not.
I was in the exact, and it wasn't 1 foot in where the car could pull away, and I'm just here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It was the exact place of danger. Okay, where weight is distributed. Okay, this is the moment of the weight shift. It was really bad. And I also want to be clear, it was long.
No, the car, I was watching you going, oh my God, this has happened. Like, you were, and by the way, the Tracy Anderson is working in a million ways, but it's like, because you were so, the core stability, you were like dancing. Yeah, it was choreography.
It was the choreography of survival.
It's what it was.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not,
We will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.